Hey guys, I had the pleasure of speaking to one of my good friends, Christian Rodriguez, for this special international journalism final project for Joseph Alicastro, Professor Joseph Alicastro, of course. We're going to be talking about the big situation happening in the world and in the United States as well in birthright citizenship. Christian and I had a wonderful conversation a couple weeks ago regarding the idea of that birthright citizenship controversy. And this is something that, for both of us, we enjoyed very well. The fact that we have so much in common that I think for those who perhaps don't know both our stories, we'll enjoy. Hope you guys enjoy. And welcome back. Here I am with Christian Rodriguez, a senior here at Sacred Heart University, who is here to talk about a kind of a different topic, a topic that not a lot of people know about, but certainly something that really affects both of us. And certainly when we talk about Christian's story here in a bit, we'll really start to really dig deep into the whole idea of being not just an American as a whole, but having to deal with two different cultures of being a son of immigrant parents and having to develop, you know, that whole idea of cultural identity. Christian, it's nice to have you on, man.
Thanks for having me.
So, I mean, obviously for those that perhaps don't know you or perhaps don't know your story in that sense, just talk about a little bit about yourself. Talk about who you are essentially and where you're coming from.
So I was born in Stamford, Connecticut. Both my parents are from Colombia, Medellin, Colombia, to be exact. And yeah, so I was born and raised in Connecticut. Later on, moved to Fairfield. I do consider myself American, but I strongly tie those Colombian roots in me, so I kind of do consider myself also Colombian. So yeah, I carry on those roots, and it's very important for me to have that different culture side and to really embrace that.
You know, certainly, I think, you know, both of our stories parallel each other. I myself am a Paraguayan American, you know, born in White Plains, New York, raised in Bridgeport, Connecticut, but obviously both my parents are Paraguayan. For those that maybe that don't know, my parents came to the United States in the late 80s, my dad in 1988, my mom in 1991, for kind of the same thing that both of our parents have gone through, is the whole American dream. I mean, Christian, I mean, certainly that's been a topic, at least for both of us, we definitely had to learn about from our parents.
Yeah, definitely. I know both my parents came here young, didn't really know too much English, they sacrificed a lot just to have a better life for themselves. And eventually they did meet each other and they just wanted the best for me. So in my opinion, it's very tough. I can't even imagine myself doing that, moving to another country without knowing anyone there and just starting from zero in a completely different culture.
You know, it's kind of something that both of us have to deal with because, you know, we in the end, I mean, look at both our names, for example, Christian Rodriguez, Roberto Rojas, they don't really stand out as full-on American as the whole stereotype goes. But in the sense, you know, we were both, you know, obviously we're born on that whole American culture, that whole American style, lifestyle, the idea of getting the whole perspective of being educated in obviously a gifted country is it itself because of what many people perceive, and obviously for yourself being Colombian-American, you know, that whole perception of Colombia with the United States, you know, obviously for yourself, it's something good that, you know, maybe in a envious way, in a good way, of course, the fact that your community is so huge, I believe there's like 1 million of them in the entire country alone. I mean, certainly that's something that holds you dear. The fact of the matter is that there's so many people here that, you know, they don't even have to be Colombian in this sense. You know, it could be Hispanic, it could be even anyone of children of immigrant parents who, you know, essentially with the same values, the same cultural identity that we both go through. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting just connecting with different Latinos. It doesn't have to be necessarily Colombians, but like you said, same values. We all speak the same language, so it's easy to connect like that. Even lifestyle things like music, sports, it's just many things that tie in together, and it's wonderful to see that the Latino community is very big and that we can all share similar things.
More than 40 million Americans speak Spanish in this country, which is about 12.4% of the entire population of this country. Even though there are 350 languages that are mainly spoken by the U.S. population, Spanish is the most spoken foreign language out of all of them. And it's certainly something that Christian was able to talk about in this next segment.
We didn't need to learn Spanish until, what, high school or some sort of formal learning. I mean, for myself, I knew Spanish thanks to my parents, you know, thanks to my family, my friends, you know, that kind of thing. And certainly we have to be blessed, because not a lot of people in this country, at least those of our generation, those that come from the same background as we do, have the opportunity to learn such a distinct language. And mind you, we're learning at an early age as well. I mean, that's key. The fact that we can learn two languages, how blessed we are to learn two languages all our life, you know, be it in school or TV or some sort of medium of the English language, and then in Spanish, it's just with family and friends. I mean, is that similar to what you've been dealing with?
Yeah, I definitely feel very blessed that I know Spanish very fluently, and I'm very thankful that my parents actually taught me Spanish first, and they really, and I didn't know English at all until I learned it in preschool. So I came into school at a very young age without any English experience. So I'm very thankful for my parents about that. And yeah, same thing at home. I only speak to my mom in Spanish. My dad is fluent in both, but again, we speak in Spanish too. And like you said, just going back to our parents' native countries, you're going to speak Spanish there all the time. Not everyone speaks English very well. So yeah, same thing. The dialect, I would say my Spanish isn't 100% Colombian, because we didn't grow up there. So I don't know, if you spend some more time there, I guess you can pick up the accent. But yeah, Spanish is just a huge part of me.
Christian also talked about the idea of being American and having to deal with the best of both worlds.
I think it's pretty interesting. Definitely, like you said, we both have those roots, and yeah, I haven't really thought about that too much. I think I have my place here in the U.S. and my parents do too. We've never really talked about going elsewhere or going back to Colombia at all. I think probably the closest thing is just me wanting to have dual citizenship and wanting that Colombian passport.
That could happen, right?
Yeah.
You could do that?
Yeah, I could definitely do that.
Okay, cool.
But that's probably something for the future. But I think for my parents and I, we've never really discussed about leaving and that our place is here.
Finally, I've talked about this whole situation of birthright citizenship and the idea of what it feels to be an American and, of course, an American to immigrant parents.
Anyone that's listening who obviously are, you don't even have to be Hispanic American in this sense. You don't even have to be a Colombian American or a Paraguayan American. Just anyone that is really an American citizen, American born and raised, with immigrant parents who I would assume have taught you about the culture to never forget your roots. Because that's something that my parents have always taught me all my life. To never forget my roots, never forget where I come from. Because that's the genesis and that's the whole side of your personality, the whole idea of being half, the whole anything American, that title will continue to be that will be there for the rest of your life. That will yes, politically and legally you're an American citizen. I understand that, but the title that you'll always have in front of you, yes, nationality will say American for anything that is, you know, documented from a legal standpoint. But in the end, it's always about the two nationalities in the end that clearly identify ourselves. And for me, I think in such a country that has been divided recently in times, and I feel that people are not proud of being one or the other or feel more identified to one country or the other, I think we need to realize that we're blessed in the situations that we're in to not only have the best of both worlds, but to also, you know, speak out, learn, and really become something that's part of your personality. I think that's what both of us are privileged for, and hopefully that we continue to live off from that for the next generation of people coming in, the people that we can relate to in the world, and especially in this country. That's something where I feel very privileged of. I mean, Christian, do you have any other last thoughts about this whole, topic and as a whole? I mean, maybe people still don't feel identified with one or the other. I mean, what do you have to say for those that perhaps are still struggling in terms of identity of, being one nationality or the other, or feeling much more connected or disconnected from one country? I mean, do you have anything to say to those that perhaps are listening that don't feel that way?
I think there's no problem in embracing your roots, and I think it's very important to keep that. It doesn't have to necessarily be in one way or the other, but just you got to remember where you came from, where your family came from, and I don't think there's any way of feeling ashamed in embracing those roots. So yeah,
definitely, I agree. Well, Christian, thank you so much for having this great conversation. Honestly, I enjoyed it, and it's really nice to connect to someone who obviously we can connect and really, because like I said, both our stories can easily parallel each other. Yes, we both come from different nationalities. We both come from different values of or lifestyles in that sense. But in the end, we both have that kind of same idea and same mindset that thankfully our parents taught us.
It was great. Thanks for having me.